Proclamation number 5171 of 15th of July, 1951. God's blessing, i.e., help, in every spiritual work. The spiritual work, the work for me and my kingdom, is so extremely important at this time because you no longer have much time left to work for me. And therefore I bless every activity which is meant for this work, be it the transmission of my word to fellow human beings or also the conscious pointing out of the end to them, be it admonitions or warnings or also good thoughts which apply to the souls in need on earth or also in the beyond. Everything that is done to release souls from this adversity meets my approval and thus also my blessing. For the will to help is valued, which prompts you humans to work for my kingdom, to redeeming activity. And I will support you in every way so that your work will be successful. I will not, as people do, disregard or disrespect your work. I will always help you and straighten out what you have bent out of ignorance. Thus never allow those who are taught by you to be wrongly instructed or those who hope for salvation from you to be disappointed. For I also help and rejoice over every soul I win back, on earth as well as in the beyond. For you, my initiates, know that even after death the soul can make up for what it neglected to do on earth, but that it has to be helped in the beyond when it leaves earth imperfectly. And therefore I bless every effort which is also meant for these souls, and to bless means to help that all work is successful. Be eagerly active, for time is drawing to a close and I need laborers who shall cultivate the many fields which still lie fallow. I need many laborers for my vineyard who shall influence people's hearts so that I myself can accomplish the further work on them. To give them my word in order to make myself recognizable to them. I need you who want to be of service to me, who possess knowledge which you can also impart to those who are still completely ignorant. I guide you to those who need your help and smooth all paths for you so that you can work for me unhindered. But I also want you to remain eager, so that you don't become lukewarm and forget the great hardship which causes me to serve you. You should always remember this hardship and be diligently active. Then the work in my vineyard will not be in vain, then you will redeem the souls before the end comes, and these souls will thank you eternally for having taken care of them. Amen.